is for What's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday during a visit to Ukraine that Russia is seeking to redraw international borders by force. He also said that U.S. sanctions against Russia will remain in place until the government in Moscow changes its behavior. Mattis spoke alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko after a meeting in Kiev. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more on Mattis's comments.
Secretary Mattis said that the United States will not accept Russia's seizure of Crimea. And he also said that despite Russia's denials, the United States knows that they are seeking to redraw these borders, as you said. He said it was undermining the free and sovereign nations of Europe, and he vowed that the United States would support Ukraine in this. Now, when you talk about supporting Ukraine, there are lots of ways you can support Ukraine, and one of those ways that has been circling around here is the possibility of providing lethal weapons to Ukrainian forces. The secretary was asked, would the United States do this? President Obama did not and chose not to. But Secretary Mattis said that the United States was actively reviewing that possibility. And now that he has been to Ukraine and seen the current situation, he can inform the president with very specific terms for the direction ahead.
Well, the U.S. Defense Secretary did visit the country a day before an expected ceasefire in eastern Ukraine to coincide with the start of the new school year. Sales of new U.S. homes plummeted by the most in nearly a year in July, yet the drop comes after strong sales in previous months in the U.S. So far, this year's sales are outpacing last year's. You're listening to VOA.